story right now is the wonderful apparition of Jupiter, the biggest of planets. Finding Jupiter is easy. Just look in the east after sunset. It's the brightest thing around. And the star nearest it is Aldebaran, the eye of Taurus. The later you look, the farther west Jupiter will have moved during the night, but it's still going to be the brightest object. It has no rival until Venus comes up a little under 2 hours before sunrise. If Jupiter is fairly high in the sky, you'll also be looking at the famous winter constellations, and you can compare Jupiter's brightness and color to those stars. For example, Aldebaran is rather yellow or even orange, but Betelgeuse, in Orion's northeast corner, is red. Then, just a little farther away than Betelgeuse, but above Jupiter, is Capella, a multicolored star. And Sirius, the brightest star, is below Orion in the constellation Canis Major, and it shines a brilliant white. Jupiter is so bright these days because it reaches opposition on December 2nd. Opposition is the moment when Earth laps an outer planet in the race around the Sun, and the Sun, Earth, and the planet all line up. It's called opposition because the planet appears opposite the Sun in the sky, just like a full moon. And also like a full moon, Jupiter will rise at sunset and stay up all night. As oppositions of Jupiter go, this is a nice one. It's happening against really dark skies, and the planet is relatively close to us, so it's going to be very big and brilliant. And it already is. A planet at opposition is going to be big and brilliant, not just the day of opposition, but for months on either side of it. It takes Jupiter almost 12 years to orbit the Sun. This means that every year, it advances about 30 degrees eastward against the background of stars, and it needs roughly a year to move through each of the 12 constellations of the zodiac. Now, if Jupiter was stationary, we would catch up to it every 12 months, and opposition would be an annual event. But because Jupiter's forward motion is in the same direction as Earth's, it takes Earth about 13 months to catch up to it again. And this means there won't be an opposition next year. We'll have to wait until January 5th, 2014. As I mentioned, Venus is in the morning sky, and so is Saturn. Both planets are low in the east-southeast in the hour before sunrise. If you look on November 26th, and especially November 27th, the two planets will be less than a degree apart. Venus is the brighter one, of course. As the days go by, Saturn climbs higher, but Venus keeps sinking, so these two planets are pulling apart from each other rather fast. November's full moon was called the Beaver Moon by Algonquin Indians because this is a time when the busy rodents are really active, getting their lodges ready for winter. Also, human hunters were busy laying in a supply of pelts for the winter. The moment of fullness comes the morning of Wednesday, November 28th, just after the moon sets, so the best time to see it would be about a half hour before moonset, which translates to around 7 a.m. in Grand Marais. That night, that is, the evening of November 28th, the moon will still be pretty fat and pretty. It rises about 15 minutes after sunset that evening, and it travels across the night sky with a very bright companion called, you guessed it, Jupiter. That's all for now, and happy star watching.